This is an All Ears English bonus episode. The ball is in your court. Get on the exclusive list. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. We use baseball and sports idioms in business English all the time. Today, get three of the most common ones, plus find out what you must do right now to make sure you have a chance to get one of the limited spots in our business English course when it goes live very soon.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Lindsay, something very exciting is going on. What is it?
Yeah, something very exciting. Guys, we are finally launching our business English course very soon, hopefully within the next 10 days. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So excited. Right now as we're recording this, guys, we are putting the finishing touches to make sure that everything you need to succeed as a global business professional is in this course.
Oh my gosh, guys, go right now and opt into the email invite list. Okay. So this course is going to be by invitation only. So that means that you have to receive an invitation by email in order to get in. So go and get on the list. Go to allearsenglish.com/early to be invited. Yes.
Awesome. Yes. So exciting. So last time, guys, we talked about three tips for writing amazing business emails. And today we're going to teach you guys some vocabulary.
Yeah. And specifically some really cool vocabulary that I feel like it's very American, this vocabulary, first of all, but it's very business. It's fascinating how much baseball or, you know, sports comes into business, isn't it?
So much. Oh my God. Especially like it's driven by this American sort of like individual will to succeed, this competing for growth and right.
Oh my God.
But, and I did read a few articles about this. Like there was one from the BBC saying American sports idioms that business professionals need. And like, it's not just Americans, guys.
Really,
I mean, a lot of these come from American English for sure, but a lot of these guys are used all over the world at this point.
Yeah, for sure, because the culture is everywhere. So guys, these are also not just in business, right? They're also just in our social lives. You know, all of these, honestly, I would use and I do use. So let's just dive into them. What do you think?
Yeah, that's funny because I think I've heard you say this one recently, this first one, to drop the ball.
Well, I did drop the ball on something today. I completely forgot that we were going to record something together today, so I dropped the ball.
That's because you have a billion juggling a billion other balls.
There's a lot,
right? There's another idiom there. So to drop the ball, guys, is like just a way to acknowledge that you made a mistake or somebody else made a mistake or error. And again, like the context decides if this is serious or not. There's no connotation. It just means like there a mistake has been made.
Yeah, and this is strategic. You know, I mean, we talk about strategies for
conversation, it's good to admit when you have made a mistake, right? That's an important thing to be able to do in business. So we want you guys to have the wording. You don't always have to say, oh, I'm so sorry, I made this mistake. You could be a little lighter about, oh, I dropped the ball on that. I'm so sorry. I'll make sure not to do that again. It's just another way to be humble and be honest with your colleagues. So
yeah, for sure. In fact, we address that in the business course, dealing with this idea of like dealing with emergencies, but not just emergencies, dealing with issues. Yeah. Spontaneous problems that arise at work, right?
And they always do.
How can we be accountable and fix it and move on? Oh my gosh, there are so many amazing things we talk about in this course.
Definitely, guys. So that is the first one. First of all, for today's bonus, I write that down, drop the ball. So what's the next one, Jessica?
Yeah, I like this one. And this is, again, super baseball-y. Mm-hmm. I think that first one could be from any sport with a ball. But this one, throw a curveball. Now this one I don't say as much, but it's definitely something I see and hear a lot.
Yeah.
What does that mean to throw a curveball?
So this just means that something came at you that was unexpected, right? Something that, you know, you just think everything is going to go as planned. Well, things never go as planned. You know what I mean? Inevitably between now and the time we launch in a couple of weeks, some kind of curveball will come up, right? I just know it will happen. You know?
Always, it always does. To expect the unexpected
expect
is a good
the
strategy.
And be ready for it. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
So another, actually, just like a synonymous idiom would be out of left field. Again, it's like something that you don't expect. It's directly connected to baseball. But guys, I like this as well to sort of acknowledge maybe a mistake or to introduce that there's a problem and you're going to solve it, right, in the business world. So you could explain something like, okay, I don't have this ready. I haven't met this deadline, something, 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 because I was thrown a curveball yesterday when five employees had to stay home because they were sick.
Oh my gosh. And this happens all the time in business, especially at like upper management levels, leadership levels. There's always things that are coming at you. You have a plan and then other things come at you and you have to be ready to pivot. And we talk about that in the course as well. Right?
I feel like there's nothing we could mention related to business right now that we're not going to automatically be like, oh my gosh, I just did a lesson on that.
Yes.
It's in the course.
It's pretty good.
Because it is. Good. It really is all in there, everything you need, guys. Okay, so the third one, also a ball in there. The balls in their court or the balls in your court. I love this one. It's very, you could picture this and know what it means, right? It means like, okay, now it's your responsibility or it's their responsibility, right? So if you're working on a team, right? Because we talk a lot about teamwork and collaboration in this course as well. Again, it's in there. But if you're working on a team, guys, and like your part of the project is finished, right? Then you could send an email to your coworker and be like, all right, all of the slides have been made. The ball's in your court now, right?
Like,
Yeah,
you can say that for sure, for sure. And also, I guess we also say that in spoken English for sure, right? Communicating it,
definitely.
You know, the ball's in his court. I think he's working on it. Yeah, I think we also use it in our minds when we think about who's responsible for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You use it when you're talking to yourself in your head.
Yeah.
When you're going through your list. Exactly, yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
I think this is also useful when you're speaking to a manager or coworker, and it's like you've done all you can to sign this client, to bring on this customer, to right? Mm-hmm. And you could be like, you know what? The ball's in their court now. I mean, they have to decide now. I've done everything I can.
Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe it's not necessarily saying directly to someone, but it's about someone outside of the organization or something else going on that you don't really have control over, right? It's like ceding control in a sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I love that.
I like how all three of these, of course, they're all sports idioms. They all have the word ball in there, so it's obvious they're sports idioms. But I think they all have the same function of sort of recognizing responsibility, right? And like talking about changes and pivots. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot, like I said before, a lot of unexpected things come up at work. And guys, it's not all about what's on your task list or your schedule. There's all kinds of things that are going to come up. And we have the tools to show you how to deal with those professionally. That's the key.
Exactly. Yeah. In every single module, you guys, there is a lesson about the All Ears English strategy for preparation, right? Because it's all about controlling what you can, because you never know what curveballs are coming your way.
Curveballs.
So guys, control what you can. Learn all of these tools. Sign up now, guys. Remember, space is limited for this first launch. So go to allearsenglish.com/early.
All right. Can't wait for it. Jessica, thanks for being on the mic today.
My pleasure.
All right.
Have a good day, Lindsay.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.